Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 7th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it's general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right. Well, as usual, if you like this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. We certainly pride ourselves on being a community. We have a great Facebook discussion group exclusive to members. And of course, our wonderful newsletter recommendations and money making ideas, of which there are a plethora. Anyway, well, that is the advert for the day. As far as the rest of the day goes, well, it was the scores on the doors last night. Well, a positive night. Jerome Powell came out and basically said the same thing he's been saying all along, is that interest rates are there to be had. The cuts are there to be had, but they are in no hurry. What a surprise. Anyway, the Dow took note of that and breathed a sigh of relief. The Dow Jones closing up 76 points, or 0.2%, 38,661. It had a high of 273 up and a low of minus 14. So a pretty higgledy-piggledy kind of day, but at least it closed up 76 points. The Nasdaq was up 0.58%, 92 points, back above 16,000 at 16,032. The S&P 500 back above 5,100, 5,105, up 26 in the middle for diddle, up 0.51%. The Russell 2000 doing well, up 0.7%, 14 points at 2,068. As far as our market goes today, we do have the ASX SPY futures up 37 points, so showing a better day all round. Once again, yesterday, though, it was all about the banks. The banks continue to attract money and interest, and that is just the big driving force in our market, up around 1.1% for the banking sector. Resources under a little bit of pressure, but not huge, down 0.4%. Yesterday, we rose 9 points at the end of the day. There are a whole bunch of ex-dividends as well today in the market. So that does have a little bit of a drag on the market. We are seeing BHP, Bapcor, GA Education, IEL, Michael Hill, Near Pinnacle, Platinum, Rio, South 32, Viva, Woodside, all trading ex-dividend today. So that is going to knock quite a few points off the index, with those SPY futures showing up 37 points. Those ex-divs will knock quite a bit off the index. I don't know how many points, but BHP and Rio are big, big dividends there, and Woodside as well. So that will certainly give our index a slightly less maybe optimistic start than the 37 points, but we shall see. The VIX volatility index in the US doing nothing, 14.4. European markets better. Stock 600 up 0.4, FTSE up 0.4. I did have the UK budget last night. Germany up 0.1, France up 0.3. We also saw in US bond yields, the US 10 years 4.108, down 3.1 basis points. 2 years 4.56, and the Aussie 10 year just above 4%, down 3.4%. Of course, yesterday we did have those GDP numbers that came out a little bit lower than some were expecting. So that does really help, I guess, the RBA in its decision, which comes on the 20th of March. Don't forget, we didn't have a meeting this week. It's a brave new world for the RBA. But it does sort of hasten the decision, I guess, to cut rates for the RBA. Well, I guess we shall see whether that transpires. Looking at US stocks, well, it was the song remains the same, as Led Zepp would say. And we did see AI stocks generally looking pretty good. Nvidia just keeps going higher and higher, 3.2%. You might as well just own Nvidia and Bitcoin, to be honest. AMD up 2.7%, Nvidia up 3.2%, Netflix down 0.1%, Meta up 1.2%. Tesla falls again, down 2.3%. Amazon's down 0.4%. Alphabetti Spaghetti down 0.9%. Microsoft down 0.1%. Apple, still not the apple of anyone's eye at the moment, down 0.6%. US banks, well, there was a bit of a wild ride in the New York Community Bank. It had a range last night of $1.70 to $4.40, closing at $3.46. up 7.5%. There were rumours and reports that it was going to be raising fresh capital, but then it did raise money from private investors, which included former Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin. So there you go, a ray of hope there for New York Community Bank. Crisis averted to some extent. US banks, we had Bank of America up 0.1, Wells Fargo up 0.9, Goldman's down 0.3, Morgan Stanley 3.9% down. CBA rose 2.4% last night in the US. ResMed up 3.7%. Not sure why they had such a big night, but they did. We had Deutsche down 0.6 in Europe, UBS up 0.9, and Barclays up 0.9% as well. Just as a little trivia question, Apple has fallen now for six straight days. It has now lost $352 billion in market valuation this year. So there you go. One for the pub trivia quiz tonight. As far as we saw last night, Bitcoin once again pushing towards all-time highs, up 5.6%, 66,725. Don't forget, there is that halving event coming in April. The Aussie dollar better, 65.61. The US dollar index down 0.4%. So the US dollar coming under a little bit of pressure at the moment, which is, I guess, helping the gold price, which hit record highs. Up another $16.70 or 0.8%. Brent crude up 1%, 82 cents to $82.90. That has snuck quietly up, hasn't it? A little bit of inflation creeping in there through the fuel price. And if you've been filling up with fuel around Sydney or anywhere recently, you will have noticed the big hit to your hip pocket. WTI up nearly a dollar, $80.10, up 1.2%. Platinum had a good night last night, 3.1%. Who does platinum? Let's see. Silver up 2%. We had copper up 0.9%. Nickel down 0.3%. Aluminium up 0.3%. Zinc up 0.7%. Lead up 0.95%. And tin up 1.2%. Even iron ore got in on the act, up 0.4% yesterday in trade. As far as miners go last night, we did see a little bit of a bounce back in those lithium plays. BHP up 1.86%. Of course, they are ex-dividend today. Rio up 1.65%. That's ADR trade. Glencore up 1%. Freeport-McMoRan up 2.7%. Vale up 1.4%. Arcadium Lithium 2.9% higher. Albemarle up 9.3%. They did have a big cratering the night before on the back of capital raise. 9.3% higher. SQM up 4.2%. Sigma up 4.3%. So everything in the garden is rosy today, at least for the lithium stocks. We did see ExxonMobil up 1.1% and Shell doing well overseas, so may help Santos and Woodside today. We do get on the local agenda, we do get January trade balance and housing finance. That comes out at 11:30. And we do also get Chinese January trade data. And over in Europe, we do get, of course, the ECB policy decision, as well as the US trade balance. Of course, last night it was, well, Super Tuesday results came through for the market, and we did see, of course, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump pretty much secure the Democrat and Republican nominations. Nikki Haley dropped out, finally bowing to the inevitable that we all knew along the way. Now it is the Donald Trump-Joe Biden rematch, November the 5th. Remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason and plot, as it is called in the UK, due to the Guy Fawkes plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. All right, in news out in our market today, after some months of due diligence, Southern Cross Media says the takeover bid brought forward by ARN Media and Anchorage Capital Partners is not in the best interests of the shareholders. So they have knocked that back. That was an offer of 0.753 ARN shares for every Southern Cross share, plus 29.6 cents in cash and 12.7 cents in franking credits. My head is spinning just trying to work out what that is actually worth. Tourism Holdings, which is a New Zealand tourism operator, Apollo Holdings, has sold its 14.1% stake in Camplify. That's around 19.2 million bucks worth at $1.90. So that is of interest there. In other news today, we have got News out from Origin Energy saying Eraring Power Station's planned retirement to be delayed and talks between Origin and New South Wales government. That is according to The Australian. We've got Insignia Financial's new CEO considering current strategy to be logical and sensible and plans to stick with it. Good for you. And we saw the SCA board, that's the Southern Cross, concludes that the current terms, we've talked about that, undervalues the company. The board acknowledges the strategic merit. However, it does undervalue the company, they say. We also saw Bannerman Resources out today with their first half NPAT, 7.1. A year ago, they lost 5 million. Revenue 0.9. I'm not sure they've got any revenue. Big one today, I think, for people that follow the small cap portfolio that I have and my love of GQG Partners. They have reported funds under management of $137.5 billion at the end of February. A month ago, it was $127 billion. They've had net inflows of $3 billion. That one should go well today. Develop Global out this morning. DVP has reported a first half NPAT loss of $3.7 million. Revenue of $65.8 million. A year ago, it was $23.8 million. We've got Jervois Global implementing further cost reductions. Net executive direct, non-executive directors will also reduce their fees by 30%. Wow. Fighting words. Dreadnought Resources has issued a Bresnahan update. Review has highlighted a dozen significant untested unconformity and uranium targets. There we go. Ingham's, love 'em, has offered to acquire 100% of Bostic Brothers organic chicken business in New Zealand for 35.3 million New Zealand dollars there. Some broker moves. Surprisingly, not more broker moves, given we've just come through reporting season. But Accent Group has been upgraded to neutral from sell at UBS. Target increase there to $2.05 from $1.95. Zip. And who would have thought this? UBS, used to be smart, has upgraded Zip to buy from neutral. The firm, the broker, has noted improving growth and profitability profile. Well, they've increased the target there from 36 cents, well, fair to say they were somewhat behind the eight ball, to $1.43. Better late than bloody never. As far as other research goes, we've got Arena REIT upgrade to overweight from neutral at Barrenjoey. Target remains $3.75, 8% upside there. But not much else on the upgrade cycle or downgrade cycle from the brokers. So that is about it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. We'll be back, of course, later today with the end of day report in the podcast. And of course, at lunchtime, the members exclusive podcast, just another reason to join the Marcus Today community. MarcusToday.com.au for a free trial. Love to have you on board.